This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The fantasy of their day job turns into a living nightmare when the lines of reality are blurred as two B-movie starlets battle movie monsters by day and real monsters by night. Now, if they could only get along with each other.
You bitch!
When the cameras stop rolling, the real terror begins.
I love Lucifer.
Created by Susie Singer-Carter and Don Preece. Episode 14, Bonus Feed Drop, Omega Star 7.
Hi, this is Don Preece, co-creator and producer of I Love Lucifer. If you're finished listening to all 10 episodes of I Love Lucifer, we have some great bonus episodes, including feed drops from some of our fave indie audio dramas from around the world. This week, we're shining a podlight on the bi-monthly space opera audio drama called Omega Star 7. The name of a cluster of wild stars situated in a strange yet vaguely nostalgic galaxy known as the Sometime Somewhere. They are the tales of the crews who dare to call this place home. Sardonic, self-aware, and a little bit silly. We've chosen to share a very special episode because where the creators have strategically hidden Easter eggs throughout the entire episode, and, well, it turns out some of our very own characters from I Love Lucifer have wandered into their storyline. See if you can find our cast. If you do, let us know on social media and tag the show, and you'll be generously rewarded. And hey, fans of Delivery, Marty and Mars, Ginger Garbage, The Night Post, Filthy 47, and or The Wizard Scroll, see if your finely tuned eardrums can pick out your favorite characters. Now, please enjoy Omega Star 7, Episode 7, Harry Spacers and the Hallway of Almost Infinite Doors. If you like the episode, and why wouldn't you, please subscribe, rate, and review.
The universe is an interesting place. But then again, so is your average chain restaurant. If you took the time to break away from a hastily thrown together chicken fajita and look at the memorabilia that adorns the walls, you'd see that every painted picture of a dramatized Central America came from the mind of a starving artist. An artist could not afford the chicken fajita beneath your gullet, nor could they afford to see the real Yucatan Peninsula. Maybe you take a moment to look at the buzzing neon sign labeled Good Eats, appreciating the thought that, at one point, the ability to illuminate a dark corner, much less with the Comic Sans font, was unfathomable. You could appreciate it if you weren't stuck in the irony of Good Eats, juxtaposed against a chicken fajita. A fajita as hot as the Yucatan Peninsula around the edges, but in the middle, as cold as the dark space that floods the greater universe above your head. This is good. You'll need that sardonic outlook for where we're going. You see, there are no chain restaurants in space. Maybe they never existed at all, or are all long abandoned. Maybe they haven't even been invented yet. Time is irrelevant. No restaurants exist, except Ohuli's House of Good Eats, which has somehow survived the great expansion of the human race. Perhaps the eatery you sit in at this very moment, passing itself off as an establishment of fine dining, in reality is no greater than a rest center. Eating on the side of a lonesome highway that dissects a field of corn is the only existence you've ever known. You chew on the gooey texture of your fajita, in what seems to be an endless endeavor to place it neatly and gently in your stomach. And everything else you've known up until this point is a fabrication. As I said, time is irrelevant, but I digress. Welcome to Omega Star 7.
didn't take off.
Yeah, guys, look, I'm doing it. Look, slip, I'm doing it.
You're doing a great job, Train. All right, now, pitch up the throttle.
Okay, go.
Gently.
Whoa, okay, I got it.
You're doing a good job.
Stabilized.
All right, now hit the autopilot.
Hit it?
Yes.
Wait, I mean, it didn't do anything to me. I don't want to hit it.
Trey, just hit that button.
Okay, I'm going to hit it. Jeez.
Trey, that was the exhaust vent.
Oh, God.
Oh, press it again. Press it again. Oh, my God. We're losing altitude.
What are we doing? We're going down. We're going down.
Oh, my God.
Guys. What are you doing?
Oh, that's right. It's a simulation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, is everyone all right?
It was a simulation, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was terrifying. I pressed a bunch of buttons.
The kid exhausted the vents.
He exhausted the vents?
Yeah, what's the problem?
What?
Thorg was in the vents.
Oh, shit. Thorg, are you all right?
Thorg.
Yes?
You okay, buddy?
Yes. And no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
I mean that I am okay, but there is a surprise baby Thorg out there.
Baby Thorg?
I didn't know you could get pregnant.
Yeah, no, not like that. When you exhausted the vents, I flew to the back, and I hit a sharp object, and it cut off a piece of me. And that makes a baby Thorg, surprise! It's very cute, though, but it does eat, everything.
All right. Let's go to Hoolies.
Yeah, we're not gonna do anything about the baby Thorg.
It'll sort itself out.
Well, howdy ho, hi there.
Well, how's it going, Patches?
It's going mighty fine.
What's wrong, Sol?
I thought Patches was dead.
Don't you know anything, Sol?
I thought I did, but now I don't.
In Hoolies. They used advanced genetic engineering to manufacture the Patches brand bartender.
Yeah, every single Hoolies has one.
We're on Ahulia. This is the place. This is where all the Patches come from.
The Patches mother world. Literally.
Yeah, floating around down in the core of this planet is the Mother Patches.
Oh, the Mother Patches. You never heard of that?
No.
They say that every 17 years... the Mother Patches emerges from the dirts of Ahulia, and there's a giant celebration as she screams into the night.
And she eats, and oh boy does she eat. I mean just chicken fajita after 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 chicken fajita.
And then she returns into the darkness of the core of the planet.
And hatches. Patches.
Patches, let me get an octarine-colored beer.
Hey, coming right on up for you.
And a lot of black.
A lot of black. Well, sure.
What do you want, Trey? It's on us.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll take a flip-flop.
No!
Oh, okay, fine. Jeez.
Yeah. Let's see what's on the TV.
Are you tired of the planet-bound life? Have you always wanted to see the stars with your own eyes, but didn't quite have the funds? With Plutonic, you don't have to be rich to experience the riches of space. Plutonic is the light flight co for the people. You won't have to budge your budget. Your ticket buys you your very own seat to any of over 20 interstellar destinations. Feel like a real spacer as you crater hop the moons of Tau Ceti. Marvel at the ruins left by an ancient civilization in the Captine star system. Or join us in our upcoming Rogue Maker package to see the Sirius Revel 6 Battle of the Bands competition. It's bound to be a blast. Plus, for a limited time only, you can buy discounted tickets with a donation to Stars for Hope, bringing hope for a better world. Plutonic. You don't have to be rich to experience riches. Ticket includes one seat, food, beverages, sleeping space, luggage, and napkins. Cost extra. Purchases are not triple factor authenticated, and Plutonic does not issue refunds.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
All right, right on, guys. How's it going tonight? My name is Bryce. I'll be taking care of you. I see you guys already got situated with a couple of drinks. I like that. I like that a lot. Let's get started off with some appetizers. What do you guys think? Maybe some chips and salsa. We do make all of our guacamole here on Planet, and it's fantastic.
I think we're pretty good on the guacamole. What are your specials today?
We do have a couple soup specials. We've got some Spam Chowder. That's delicious. And then also, we do have mushrooms.
No mushrooms, nope. Please.
Nope, no mushrooms.
The chicken fajitas are fine.
All right, so we're going to start off with some chicken fajitas for everybody.
Yes.
That sounds great. Three orders of chicken fajitas, okay? And are you sure I can't interest you in that guacamole? We'll come back to it. We'll come back to it, all right? All right, I'll go put that order in, and I'll be right back. If you guys need anything, again, my name is Bryce, and I'll be taking care of you tonight.
So, what's got you so, vexed?
Yeah, my mother always said if you keep your face like that, it's gonna stay that way.
This whole planet has me confused. Like, the planet of patches, the mother patches that hatches patches. Are we sure that it's a company and not an army of patches?
I mean, they just serve, like, black to you.
For now.
You know what might be good for you, Sol?
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
A Holy's Torah of goodies. That's a good one.
I don't want anything to do with
it's
that.
It's a cart ride. You go through, they give you the whole history of the planet.
They got like the little animatronics and everything. And,
and when you
songs.
Get at the end, you get to meet Frank the Fajita, and he gives you a tiny little chicken fajita.
Who the fuck is Frank the Fajita?
He's the mascot of a Holy's.
He's all over the place.
I thought Patches was the mascot.
Oh, he's the bartender.
Oh, my head.
Don't you know anything about corporate Omega Star 7?
No.
Well, you're missing out. It's great.
What in the seven systems going on back there? Bryce, get over here.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen.
What's going on?
So there's been a little bit of an issue in the back. Your food might be delayed just a little bit. However, I am going to comp all of your drinks, your first set of drinks here on me, on the house. And I've taken it upon myself to get you guys a free side of guacamole. You're going to love it. It really is fantastic.
What's going on right now?
Just a little bit of an issue, but don't worry. We are handling it. So everything is just fine.
Bryce, cut the shit.
Guys, everything is fucked. Everything is super fucked back there, okay? First of all, I got both of the hostesses pregnant, and they don't even know because they both work separate shifts. On top of that, I dropped out of school. I got to work to pay back my parents all the money that I owe them. They don't even know that I'm out
Bryce,
of college yet.
About the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. So back there, I mean, that's even more fucked up. Here's the problem. Because of all the things going on, I mean, I'm telling you, like, shit is fucked up. If I can't work, I can't afford. I'm not going to afford
chocolate. What is going on in the kitchen?
There's a creepy little monster back there, and it won't stop eating everything.
Thorg! All right, boys, this is the code black. Go in quiet and easy. If it's anything like Thorg, he's going to be really skittish.
Quiet and easy. Got it.
All right. Here's the kitchen. Here we go.
Ready? Everybody get out!
Shut up! Shut up! You get out!
What about the chicken fajita?
86 that order and get out!
Sorry, I got excited.
Guys, I think I see it in the corner over there.
All right, get your blasters out.
No. That's the whole reason we're in this situation, from hurting Thor. We need to catch it.
How are we going
to
catch it? Oh, I got it. How about those vacuum cleaners we use to catch ghosts?
Oh, yeah. I got mine with me.
Well, mine's always on me.
All right, boys. We're sneaking.
All right, let's go.
All right. You got your vacuum cleaner, Saul.
Yep.
Get it out.
All right.
Oh, shit, there he goes! Oh, she's going into the sink!
My bad, guys. Oh! I'm so sorry,
you!
Guys.
Bryce, get back in here!
You guys, what the fuck is up?
Where does that sink go?
It goes down to the, like, trash compactor room or some shit? I don't know.
Take us there.
What, you want me? I'm not going down there. The fuck is that?
Bryce?
Yeah?
Take us to the compactor.
Or I'm gonna call your parents.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, man. I really need this job. God damn it. Fine. I'll take you down there. Fine.
All right, Bryce. Are we getting close? It's dark down here. It's freaking me out.
Yeah, man. We're fucking here. Like, this shit's real fucked up down here. You gotta look out for the scrap rats, because those little bastards will fucking eat everything. They think what? Everything down here is trash.
What the hell am I stepping in, Bryce?
Don't look at it.
So I'll get your flashlight.
No, guys, don't fucking look at that.
Is that guac?
Ah, fuck, guys. Yeah, I didn't want to tell you this. The fucking scrap rats, they poop out the guacamole.
I'm really glad I didn't eat that guac.
Oh, God.
God damn it, Bryce.
Guys, I'm sorry. They made me sell it. Technically, it's edible. It's fine. Like, they have... It's fine, but it is gross as shit. I'm sorry.
The hell was that?
That's the fucking scrap rats, guys. Like I said, you gotta look out for them. The little rat bastards, if you will.
All right, boys, let's just keep moving.
Guys, I think I heard one real close by.
Bryce, get us to the trash compactor.
Yeah, okay, it's like right fucking here, guys. It's like right here.
Hey, you fucking...
Oh, shit, there's one right now!
Oh, God!
Bryce, where's the trash compactor?
This is right fucking here. Just press the fucking button!
Stole, get in the trash compactor. Let's go!
I'm not getting in there.
Get in there right now!
I don't wanna.
Come on, you big oaf, go!
Come on!
Ray, you're next. Go.
Yeah, okay, I'm going, but is that his baby?
Bryce?
Yeah, I'm fucking going, dude. I'm fucking going.
Oh, you're staying behind.
What?
This is for the guacamole.
Oh, come on. No! Guys, I got a family. Well, I got a family on the way, so I got two kids.
All right, boys. We made it. This trash compactor, it's really dirty and gross, but we're here.
Hey, look, guacamole.
Trey?
Yeah, sorry.
Scanner.
Got it? Okay. Oh, wow. I mean, there's a lot of those fucking scrap rats. Like a shit ton of them. There's one bigger one, though. I think that's probably Baby Thorg.
Where does it say it's at?
Looks like it's right above us?
Try to have it upside down.
Oh. Oh, he's below us, like way down there.
Shit. Ah! He's got me!
Get your vacuum out! Suck that fucker!
The walls! They're closing in!
I'll get the walls, kid. You get the Thor.
Okay, I'm going. Grab the sucker! He's gone! He climbed up there!
Shit, the walls! Drake, can you stop it? It's coming!
Give me a second!
Shit, they're closing! They're closing!
Hack it!
They're closing!
Yeah,
I
hacked it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you, man.
We did it. Oh, shit. Whoa. Let's get out of here.
There's a second door right here. It leads to this level. We can get off. I think that's where the baby Thorg went. I think this is the tunnel of almost infinite doors, right?
Almost infinite doors.
Well, yeah, a whole infinite number of doors wouldn't fit on the planet, obviously.
So it's just a really long hallway.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up. Mm-hmm.
It's a multiverse, Saul.
I hate multiverses.
All right, boys, we got a lot of doorways to go through. Start opening doors.
All right, yeah. I got this first one on the left here.
More interdimensional travelers? I thought we fixed that portal.
I did. At least these ones only have one set of eyes and aren't creepily narrating everything they see in an English accent. Y'all don't do that, right?
All right, I'll open this one. We already did the Star Wars reference in this episode, thank you.
Okay, what about that one over there?
Saul, go get it.
All right, I'm on it.
Slip, Saul, Trey. How do you measure...
Nope.
All right, let me get this door.
Oh, like Scoob, who's that?
Raro.
Oh my god, is that a talking dog?
Where?
Yeah, where?
I think this bitch ran its course, boys.
Yeah, I have no idea what that was. That was weird.
Oh shit, there he goes!
Oh, there it is! Get it!
I see him! Go!
Bats are just sky rats.
Are you done?
Commander Shepard, and
This is my favorite podcast on the Citadel.
None of our podcasts.
Oh, who's done it?
Vice Castle. Why me, I
gonna? What's this?
The chocolate dolphins.
Jesus, it's hot.
How does it feel?
Hey, Shane, how are you doing?
Yo, I'm trying to record a podcast.
Where the hell are we?
Go, close the door.
Great Scott!
How is it going, New
Year? Oh, come on again with the new user thing, Jerry.
Beyond that which is known to man, it is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition. And it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call.
I only forget to recycle the Outlander's oxygen supply when I've discovered something truly interesting.
For once, I'm speechless.
That was a joke.
What in the hell?
How the heck did you get in here?
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, where did they go?
Oh, guys, can we stop? Oh my god, I'm so tired. Trey, you gotta calm yourself down. Wait. If I'm Trey, why am I over there?
And, why am I not green? And why do I only have two arms?
What the hell's going on? Why do I have four arms? Trey, what did you do?
Saul, what's going on?
I'm Saul over here.
But you're Trey. Oh, yeah, I'm Trey. Wait a minute. Guys, maybe we go through one more door and we'll be all right.
What idea is Amy?
I mean, that sounds like a dumb idea. I don't understand.
You call this a flip-flop? I ought to flip your flopping head off, you mother flopper!
In God's name, what is happening?
Right down to the ground!
What am I seeing?
We're all just organic batteries. Guess who they'll blame?
I have to spend all day computing pi because Slick plugged in the overlord.
The one thing they say about an entertainment they want
is about the shots.
They can't believe this.
What about the hot sauce?
Oh, that is so gross.
Wanted to ask you, do you ever miss home?
Can't say that I do, Moxie.
So you really don't think you'll go back to Exodus?
Not in a million years.
Really? There's nothing?
50,000 credits.
I'll remember that. So, where do we go from here?
I guess wherever the stars take us.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, can you believe it? We've made it to the end of the hallway of almost infinite doors.
They never let you get this far on the tour.
I can see the entire multiverse from here.
It's blowing my mind.
So fast. What do you guys think is behind the big door? God, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. There's only one way to find out. You guys want to do this together?
Yeah, I like it.
Fuck it, why not?
Well, that's not the kind of respect I thought we'd have for this, but all right.
Oh, God.
It's the Mother Patches.
Mighty old gentlemen, feed me.
All right, I've had enough of that.
Yeah, I'm good on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm cool with that. And I think the baby thug's in there, so like they can figure that out on their own.
We're just gonna act like nothing happened.
Let's go on the Ahoy's tour of goodies.
Yeah, all right.
Frank the Fajita asks you, please take a seat. It's time to learn about Ahoy's house of good eats. Patches O'Connell is always there with a howdy hey there. A smile and a beard. Who's that to your right? A new friend you're making tonight. And who's that to your left? Well, that's a friend you haven't made yet. Scrum diddly yum, the perfect place to meet. Scrum diddly yum, the perfect place to eat. Ahoy's house, Ahoy's house, Ahoy's house of good eats.
A beautiful history. It's so much.
Yeah, who would have thought from such humble beginnings to this? I mean, it's amazing, honestly. What do you think, Saul?
This place is almost as old as the systems. I don't understand it. It's like it's been here the whole time.
What do you think it all means? Oh, look, we're here. All right. So what do you think, Saul?
I don't know.
Hey, look, it's Frank the Fajita, Saul. You want to get your picture with Frank the Fajita?
Yeah, come on. Everybody loves Frank the Fajita.
Can you give me a second before I take a picture with the kid? I'm on my smoke break. God.
No.
Oh, come on. Look, it's his first time here.
You're going to take a picture with my friend Saul right now, or I'm going to blow a hole in you, and we're going to find out if those fajitas really are frozen in the center. All right, Trey. I'm going to take the ship off into orbit, and then you can fly us to our next destination.
Really?
Yes.
He couldn't even finish the simulator.
The takeoff and the landing is the hardest part. I think he can handle it.
It's your ship.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I really appreciate that, Slip.
Gangs? Yeah. Where's the rest of me?
We didn't really care about it anymore.
We kind of lost it. I think the mother patches ate it.
Let's hope so, because there can only be one of us as a full adult at any one time.
What happens if there's two?
There can only be one of us at any one time.
Has there ever been an instance of two of you just ganging? You know, just kind of so we know for future references.
There can only be one of us as a full-grown adult at any one time.
What do you guys think happened to Bryce?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey
guys, listen, because this shit is fucked up, man, alright? Because I got two kids on the way, right? And I fucking lied to my parents, and now I don't know, because this fucking little monster
shut
thing tore apart the...
Oh my god, just shut up and eat the garbage!
I can't eat the garbage. I don't know what you want. I don't fucking poop out guacamole!
Shut up and eat the garbage! What the...
We hope you enjoyed this bonus feed drop of Omega Star 7. If you like this episode, please make use of the link in the show notes to listen to the whole series, subscribe, rate, and review. And don't forget to rate, review, and share I Love Lucifer with your friends and family. Thanks for listening.